Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
This is...
That's so dumb!
Felger.
Oh, you idiot!
And Nass.
Holy crap!
Felger and Nass.
I hate that.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
From the Town Fair Tire Studio, welcome in Felger and Maz here on 98.5 Sports Hub simulcast across these United States on NBC Sports Boston. No Felger, no Maz, just yours truly, Big Jim Murray here alongside the Sports Vulture, Adam Jones, here all week long. Marshall Hook in with us once again today and tomorrow. And we had Greg Bedard in earlier today as well. Want to go back and talk about the Patriots, talk a little bit more about this ugly loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 70-10 on Sunday. And Patriots quarterback Tom Brady doing his weekly spot with Jim Gray of Westwood One and the Illuminati. I remain convinced of that. He always gets these exclusives with the biggest name athletes, and I don't know what he has on them, but it's something. I'll tell them about the photos, Tom. And typically this thing is as big of a puff piece interview that you can find in all of sports. I don't know how much you maybe have fun with these clips in the night show sometimes, Jones, but normally it's just to poke fun and how Jim Gray is usually just one big pitch man for Macy's. Like,
yeah,
this holiday season, go to the men's store at Macy's. Like, all right, we get it.
I just usually do a watered-down, poor Big Jim impression of Jim Gray. That's pretty much my segment.
But you can have fun with it.
Sure.
The thing is, just,
totally.
It's straight up goofy. I always have been under the impression that a lot of these questions were emailed beforehand. It sounds like it was canned or recorded. But lately, it sounds like it's on the fly, and maybe they're doing it via an ISDN line in Brady's home or whatever. I know that's, you know, going over people's heads, but it sounds like maybe he's doing it at his home, and it's been live. Last night, it's not. I mean, you don't get much from Brady, but I was just stunned that. The Jim Gray was kind of a bulldog.
Yeah, a little bit.
Starting with this.
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Just pause right there. Like, that might as well be you on the other end of this call, Jones. Is the dynasty over? Answer the vulture. Rah.
That's how you get Amendola to hang up on you, is questions like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Brady got a good chuckle out of it. Maybe they kind of worked that one out a little bit. But no, Jim Gray went full bulldog. He did.
But still, with just his, like, uppy, elfy little thing.
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, is it all coming crashing down?
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Hate the coach.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Tough way to start tonight, man.
Well, tough game yesterday to watch and to play, I'm sure.
Oh, pause yeah. There. So, again, Jim Bulldog Gray, instead of playing along here, well, you played like a steaming pile of crap, and so did the rest of the team, Tom. What's with that decision-making?
Huh?
With that terrible interception? Mm. You old man.
Mm.
You all washed up, Tom? Dynasty over? Hmm? Start from the top again. This is fun.
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Tough way to start tonight, man.
Well... Tough game yesterday to watch and to play, I'm sure.
Yeah, tough game to play. Tough game for our fans. And, you know, when we watch it on film today, it's tough to watch. So I had some opportunities out there that really limited us. And not scoring any points or really 10 points on the road isn't going to win many games in the NFL. So, you know, we got to do a lot better job this week. We're, you know, 9-5. We got two hugely important games ahead of us. And, you know, hopefully we can go out and play a lot better than we played the last couple weeks.
All right. So, again, not much from Brady in terms
Tom,
of...
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Yeah, just real somber, though. Like, once Jim Gray kind of put him in his place, like, well, you guys played the crap. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, tough game to play.
Yeah.
And he made.
You got me.
He went on in this thing, and it's about 16 minutes long.
Tough game yesterday to watch and to play, I'm sure.
We're not going to go through the whole
thing. Yeah, tough game to play.
Yeah.
You looked like an old pile of crap, like Warren Moon at the end. Is that what's going on with you, Tom? Don't you laugh at me, you son of a bitch. Answer the question. He also said in this interview at one point, you know, he referenced, we've had tough conversations and tough coaching. But tough conversations, I don't know about you, but when I heard that, I immediately thought, oh, this is why they were so late getting to the press conference after this loss in Pittsburgh. Someone went off. There was either a players' meeting or Belichick went in on him, or maybe Brady went in on the rest of the team, even though he should have just done that in a mirror. But it feels like something has happened here, something's transpired with this team in terms of a tough conversation since that loss.
And refresh my memory, what did Slater say after the Miami game?
Both he and Rob Gronkowski. It was, I'm paraphrasing.
Something
here,
about finger-pointing or something like that, right?
Yeah, we got to just basically make sure that we don't... basically, it was something along those lines. Yeah, we don't finger-point. There's not that we don't start blaming each other. I'm paraphrasing, but it I found it somewhat concerning to hear after that game, but both he and Slater and Gronkowski were talking about this team, you know, basically keeping themselves in check going forward.
And now Brady's like, yeah, you know, it's so some tough words have been said, some tough coaching. So I don't know. I'm with you. That's what seems like is going on with the team. You know, it seems like the finger pointing has begun, or at least some hard conversations are being had. I don't know how the team could take so long to come. We talked about this yesterday. I don't know how long it takes for a team to get ready to go hit the podium and go through their media obligations. Something had to have happened. And it doesn't mean...
Well, as I said yesterday, these things are typically regimented.
They're very regimented.
They're out there in this blocked-off time to get these things over and done with. And that it took almost 45 minutes for them to come out, like something was up.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean like guys were getting in fights with one another or anything like that, but just there were some closed-door meeting going on, whether the coaches were involved or not, and that just doesn't speak to a team that is, you know, operating the way we're used to.
I was
going to
say, if you make a long, long, long list of everything this season that is different from other seasons, Patriots needing a closed-door meeting after a second loss in December would rank really very high on that list.
True.
What else do we have from Graham?
The time difference, by the way, Bill, week to week, is it was 8 minutes to get to the podium the week before. This week it was 39 minutes from the time that he walked off the field to the time that he walked to the podium.
Yeah, I knew it was close to 45 minutes, leaving Beadle and I just, you know, sitting there with our popsicles in our hands like, all right, how much can we talk about this terrible loss? Get
Come
up there.
Come on, Bill.
I got to go take a leak. What else do we have from Brady and Gray last night? Mm-hmm. Do you have that second one queued up? I'm sorry.
Tom, you said earlier in the conversation that there have been difficult conversation between the coaches and the players and between the players amongst themselves. Take us inside what goes on between these difficult conversations that you can reveal.
You know, football means a lot to myself. It means a lot to my teammates. And we put a lot into it. We care deeply about winning and losing. That's what we're here for. We're here to win. And when you lose and you don't get the job done, you know, it's tough. And you've got to look at the other leaders, the other guys who have been around for a while, and, you know, it refocuses you in ways that winning can't. So if we learn from it, it becomes a great positive. And, you know, our team has always done that.
That's a lot of new age nonsense in terms of that answer. And he didn't really answer Gray either.
No.
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Yeah, Tom, take us inside the locker room and give us answers.
Whatever you can, Tom.
Yeah.
Tough game yesterday to watch and to play, I'm sure.
Any little morsel.
That was 3 hours I'll never get back, Tom. Don't you laugh at me. That was a complete waste of time. I thought you were trying to actually get that ball to Rob Gronkowski or Julian Edelman. It turns out you just have a noodle arm and you're an old man. Don't laugh at me, Tom. Explain yourself. You're just old now, right? Just admit it. The TB12 method doesn't work anymore, Tom.
Yeah, tough game to play.
Right. Yeah, no, he had watch, Tom. What a pile of crap that was. More with Brady and Gray coming up here, because there's some, again, he's now a bulldog. Jim Gray, usually known for the biggest puff piece interview you'll get in all of sports, went in on Brady. We'll play you more of this coming up, along with your phone calls. Anything Patriots related? Again, we talked about the Bruins, a nice comeback win. Well, based on the last couple of games that they had played prior to last night over Montreal, 4-0. They shut them out. And the Celtics still hawking Anthony Davis. All that. You want to join the show at 617-779-0985. It's Murray and Jones in for Felger and Mazz.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Tough way to start tonight, man.
Well, tough game yesterday to watch and to play, I'm sure.
Yeah, tough game to play. Tough game for our fans. And, you know, we watched it on film today. It's tough to watch. So I had some opportunities out there that really limited us. Not scoring any points or really 10 points on the road isn't going to win you many games in the NFL. So, you know, we got to do a lot better job this week. We're, you know, 9-5. We got two hugely important games ahead of us. And, you know, hopefully we can go out and play a lot better than we played the last couple weeks.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, along with Jim Gray and his, he's got to be getting paid for that. Of course he is. Yeah, he's getting that Macy's money. That's why he does that during halftime and before Monday Night Football throughout the season. And last night, it wasn't so much of a your typical puff piece interview. Jim Gray went in. Here's more with Jim Gray and his actual tough questions for Patriots quarterback.
Tom, is the dynasty over?
I know. Yeah. It all looks like it's crumbling, Tom. It's all over, isn't it? You suck now. You're old. Admit it. No, here's more from Jim Gray with Tom Brady last night.
A lot of people in Boston, a lot of people who follow and cover the team are jumping off the bridge. Are you?
Absolutely not.
That's such a dark way to pose that question.
Who? Yeah. Who's he talking about?
Are you familiar with the Tobin Bridge, Tom?
People are talking about ending their lives because of how you played in a game. Tom, how do you feel?
For two straight weeks, you've made horrible decisions. Is it all a matter of time before you're jumping off the Tobin a la Charles Stewart, Tom? Remember him? That murdering scum? Tom?
Tom?
Hello, Tom. Go ahead from the top.
A lot of people in Boston, a lot of people who follow and cover the team are jumping off the bridge. Are you?
Absolutely not. You know, I've always said it's hard to win a game in the NFL. You know, you can't take winning for granted. And I know, you know, our team doesn't. You know, we try to put the work in every year. And it's a process to build to this point. You can look at the positives or you can focus on the negatives. And I think, you know, looking at the negatives as a team, you know, we've got to use those and try to learn from them because our opponents are doing the same thing. And the positives, you know, we got to build on those. So it's challenging when you have back-to-back losses, and it's mental toughness is when it really shows the character of the team, the character of the players, the coaches, the whole organization is tested because, you know, when things aren't going right, you know, obviously natural instinct for humans is to point fingers, but everyone should point the finger at themselves and realize that we all individually need to do better so collectively we can put something out there that we're way more proud of than what we put out.
All right, all right. Again, this is all a lot of like cliche gobbledygook from Brady. But again, like
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Yeah, the first 20 seconds of that, his answer. I mean, that's the verbal equivalent of him scrambling in the pocket. He's got to be like, "What are you doing with these questions?
Right?
These weren't approved.
Tough game yesterday to watch and to play. I'm sure.
Yeah, boy, you look like a real bag of crap, you old man.
Right, it's like Marcus Cannon keeps jumping outside. He's like, "What the hell's going on out here?
Before we continue with this, was there any other, I guess, fallout or any other things that have popped up in your mind with this game from Sunday?
I mean, the one thing that I keep going back to, and I didn't even know this until Bedard said it, and shame on me, the Gordon thing where he was out the final play.
Oh, it was during a timeout.
After a timeout?
Yeah, yeah.
I forget if it was Brady or McDaniels, because now a little of the commentary the last couple of days has run together. I think it was McDaniels who said, "Yeah, no, we just wanted to get a fresh guy out there," which he was so tired or winded or whatever that he couldn't come back out for a play after a timeout with the game on the line. It's not like he had a long drive. It's not like he was targeted all day long. It's not like it was
like
a track meet of a game.
40 yards. I mean, it was 10 yards out, right?
Something feels off there that he wasn't on the field at the end of the game. Something feels off, and he played a ton of snaps. I think he played, I was just looking it up, 92% of the snaps or something like that in the game. It's not like they were going away from him all game long, but when you got to have it at the end of the game, he's out and Cordarrelle Patterson is in after a timeout, and they're saying they wanted a fresh guy out there. So that, to me, is strange. And, you know, bringing him in was alarming enough in the first place, given what he represents, and I don't even mean off the field and you know, his addictions. I just mean being an unreliable player to the point where he can't show up on time for stuff. Like, I don't know, that something feels off there with Josh Gordon, and I don't know how you couldn't have him on the field in the biggest spot in the game.
See, and in my case, I'm not ready to say something is off with Josh Gordon. I feel like that could be the coaches just giving you a blank nothing answer to say that they made a dumb move.
Like, well, what would possibly have them making that move?
I have no idea, but why was Rob Gronkowski out there the week before in the last play when you were up against a quarterback who couldn't throw 50 yards, much less 70?
At least they have a package where Gronk is on the field. Do they have a lot of receiver packages where there's four receivers out there and Gordon's not a part of it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they do, but just that struck me as odd. So, like, 2 days after the game, the Gordon thing is still kind of bothering me.
Anthony and Waltham, you're next here on Felger and Mez. Hey, Anthony. Hello.
He played well, but, I mean, why isn't Bill getting some of the blame? I mean, I think he's lost his fastball, too. I mean, some of all the penalties, his defense has been awful for a long time. I mean, he should get some of the blame.
Oh, Anthony, I mean, I think did you miss all 4 hours yesterday?
Yeah, I feel like we've been blaming Bill a lot. I mean, maybe he's not getting the blame elsewhere, but I feel like we've been lumping Bill in, and he deserves it. The team's not ready to go. I know the team's never checked out on Bill Belichick before, aside from 2009, but
Yeah, it was nice that Greg was in here and essentially described a team checking out, but, they didn't check out.
I mean, look, it happens around the league, even if it had never happened
Coward.
Before. Just because it didn't happen with this team, it doesn't mean it can't. And I feel like the team, I would not blame any player in that locker room for checking out. I said this yesterday. Bill didn't explain himself after the Super Bowl. He didn't explain himself after last week. In fact, you had the defensive coordinator falling on the sword and saying, "Oh yeah, that's on me." Like, it's he's in charge of the personnel out there now. Bill doesn't have final say. So that would fall on deaf ears of me. If the coach can't take responsibility, why the hell do I have to take responsibility?
And they have played incredibly sloppy football for stretches this year, and especially over the last couple of weeks. And when you have 14 penalties for 106 yards, you have that many penalties. Again, you're unprepared. You're unfocused. You're hungover from the previous week's horrendous loss. Yes, players do have to practice their own personal responsibility, but keeping those guys in check and to make sure that they remain focused, that ultimately falls on the head coach. So that's where he's complicit in this.
100%. Like, again, I said this yesterday. If the Steelers had 14 penalties, we'd be laughing at Mike Tomlin and going, "Oh, what he does? No discipline. They're a stupid, dumb, undisciplined team." And the Steelers are. Like, I agree with all of that. But the Patriots are too. Like, the way they're playing like the Steelers. And that's a poor reflection of the head coach.
More Tom Brady and Jim Gray from last night. Another hard question from Jim Gray.
So you have a long ride to practice every day. And I assume you have help. Somebody is either driving you or you're getting some work done. Do you listen to sports talk radio? Do you read the newspapers? Have you flipped on ESPN?
Have you?
And what's your assessment of everything that's being said about you and your team?
Pause there, Jim. Have you, Tom? I assume you're in your car a lot. You're getting some work done, or you're being driven, or whatever it is. But you ever listen to sports talk radio? How about 98.5 The Sports Hub at night? You ever hear that little rascal, Adam Jones? They call him the sports vulture. You hear what he has to say about you? Oh, he's a vicious little scamp. Go ahead.
Yeah, you ever hear Big Jim Murray, 2-6? He kind of lays out a couple of fantasies of mine that I'd like to see play out, Tom.
You should have done more Gunner Talk in July.
Go ahead.
Do you listen to sports talk radio? Do you read the newspapers? Have you flipped on ESPN? And what's your assessment of everything that's being said about you and your team?
It's not the time to turn on the TV and, you know, listen to those types of things. This is time to hunker down and focus on what our job is. And there's nobody outside of our football building that's going to help us win games. The reality is we know better than anyone what we need to do to win. That's what all those TV stations are for, you know, to fill the time and to talk about sports and give the fans what they want to hear. But, you know, that's not going to help us win games. What's going to help us win games is us playing better. I haven't listened to anything. I really never listen to anything. You know, I know what I need to do. I know what our offense needs to do. And it's just a matter of now getting out there and getting the job done.
You know how that I know that's a crock? What clips were used in some of the Tom versus Time videos that he was releasing at this time?
Oh, but
year?
Jim, he didn't hear those. Some producer heard those and took those.
Right.
Tom never heard any of that.
Right. Yeah, no. I'm sure he doesn't have to approve those videos before they go up on his personal page and they're trying to promote his brand. No, he has no idea.
It is the biggest, most common lie of athletes. And coaches, for that matter. No, I don't read the papers. I don't listen to the radio. I don't know anything what they're saying. You liars. You lying liars who lie. That's just not true. You know you do. You know when you were driving from point A to point B, you're listening to one of the two sports talk radio stations in town. And when they go to commercial, you're going to the other. That's what you're doing.
Still burned that the Night Show didn't make the cut for that. No material on TV or Tom versus Time. How'd the Night Show not make it? No.
And didn't Sarge even get in there?
I think Sarge was in there.
Like twice?
I think Sarge was in there twice.
Yeah.
I walked right into that with Sarge on the weekend one time. I was like, yeah.
Oh, Mike Riley. Yeah, yes. Mike Riley is definitely in there at some point.
Yep, he was in there a couple of times, yeah.
Tom, you're driving around. You ever hear that Felger in Maz? Oh, boy, I bet they make your blood boil, don't they, Tom? We have a few more clips we want to run through with this interview from last night with Tom Brady and Jim Gray on Westwood One.
So good luck, fella.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That made it, too.
Yep.
You've never heard this voice, Tom? I've said before, you're my favorite athlete of all time. It's been a pleasure to root for you. I just wish you weren't such an unrelatable weirdo off the field now. That's
so
all.
Good luck, fella.
Good luck, fella. It's not a good look. Okay. Marshall Hook is going to get you caught up with the Sports Hub headlines here and more Patriots calls from you at 617-779-0985 and more audio from Tom Brady and Jim Gray right after this on Felger and Maz.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball. Terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
What in the world is going on with this team on the road? They can't beat the Jags. They can't beat the Lions. They can't beat the Dolphins on that miracle play. And again in Pittsburgh, what is going on with this team that we are expecting to win anywhere, anytime, any place?
Well, all the time, right? And eventually it catches up to all of us. When you watch Rob Gronkowski, he goes 2 for 21. It's not just that he doesn't get the ball. It's that those plays we are used to Rob Gronkowski making, just because he's more talented, more physical than other people, he isn't making. Those plays we're used to seeing Tom Brady make, that he can make because he can diagnose the play before it happens. He understands right where to hit the defenses. He's not doing that as well. And you have a defense that's ranked in the 20s. I think so much we always look at what the New England Patriots have been offensively because of Tom Brady and think that he's carried them. But every time they've won the Super Bowl, they've had a top 12 defense. This defense is ranked in the 20s. And so when this offense isn't going and isn't making plays, this defense isn't doing what it has to do week in and week out to bail them out. And now you see what is a slightly above average team in 2018 that we're just hanging on to their glory days for them.
Pellegrin Maz, Murray and Jones in for the guys today and the rest of this week. We've got Marshall Hook alongside as well. It's 98.5 The Sports Hub. So obviously some bias there, I would think, from former Steelers safety turned ESPN talking head Ryan Clark, who of course was humiliated time and again by Tom Brady back about a decade ago. But the glory day's over. Huh? Are they? Tom, is the dynasty over, or can they get out of this tailspin? Going back to when Greg Bedard was here earlier, I found it interesting. He really thinks they're going to get a game on Sunday with this Buffalo team.
He does, yeah.
Simply because of the way that Allen actually has got some wheels, and he's actually been throwing the ball a little bit better, too, the last few weeks, too. Like, if nothing else, one thing I do agree with Greg on, that Bills team, they haven't quit.
No, they're playing hard. I mean, I would agree with that, too. I hate it. Like, I liked most of the quarterbacks in this class.
I've heard you before. You hate Josh Allen, right?
Yeah, I'm not a Josh Allen fan. I watched him not a ton. I mean, I'm not telling you I watched every game at Wyoming, but I probably saw him like 3 times last year. I watched him in the Senior Bowl because I like to watch that kind of stuff. And I am not a fan of his game, but I will say I think he's looked pretty good the last few weeks. And it's beyond just running. I mean, if you can do what he's doing, and in some ways it's a lot like Lamar Jackson, where if you can keep the defense honest running the football and then just make a couple of big plays downfield, and he's really made more big plays than Jackson has in the passing game, though I think they're honestly pretty similar players, then you can keep the defense honest enough. If you can just hit on a couple of those big plays, who's the receiver they have? Robert Foster, I think his name is.
Yeah, he's going
out of Alabama.
He's been good.
He's had big games, and it's because Allen has a freaking cannon for an arm. So I think there's a lot of physical talent there. I don't think he knows how to play the position, and that feels like the kind of quarterback that Belichick will expose, but we'll see. I mean, if he's gonna run wild on this team and the Bills are going to run wild like everybody else is, like the Steelers with a fifth-round H-back, then maybe that could create problems. Bill has to get their attention this week, right?
If they lose one of these.
Not even lose. If they play a close game against the Bills this week, I'm going to come. It'll be just as bad next Monday as it was this Monday. It's the freaking Bills. If Belichick can't get their attention off 2 losses at home against the Bills, I'll freak out even more than the Pittsburgh loss, I think.
Tim in Foxborough, you're next here on Pellegrin Maz. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Jones, you told me to call you back after the Steelers loss win. You did. We had a talk. Was it Friday or Thursday? St. Louis Blues guy.
Well, what are we doing here? Just get to it, Tim.
You wanted to get my take on whether you thought...
Yeah, he's taking too long. He's out.
Get the hell out of here. Jesus. Adam Jones will be back on the night show
you get
in about
a week
and a half.
You get a longer leash on the night show, Tim. You know, we can't really say no to anyone on the night show. There's a little less call volume, so you get a little longer leash on the night program. Sorry,
call Christian Arcan, 6 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
Let's go to Vinny in Rhode Island. Vincenzo, hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Real quick, doesn't this all come back to Robert Kraft's decision to side with Tom Brady over Bill Belichick here? Now you have a team that's not really complete right now. And looking back at the moves that he wanted to make with trying to trade Rob Gronkowski, doesn't it look like it was the right move. Like, Gronk is like a shell of himself right now.
Yep.
Wasn't that the right move there?
Vinny, it was. And I was pounding the desk saying, no, no, you can't trade Gronk. No, you've gone all in on Tom Brady. You can't trade him. And if Gronk is going to retire, then Brady, you know, storming in, or he was going to be traded, then Brady's right to come in and say, then I retire too. No, no, Bill was right in that assessment because Gronk doesn't exist anymore. Gronk is dead. I stand by that. Oh, but he's back after the Miami game. No, see, a lesser man would crow about that and say, see, I told you, Gronk is dead. No, no, he's a shell of himself. He was right to try to trade him for maybe a first-round pick with the Rams or whoever it was, or Detroit. He should have tried to do it, but you would have had Brady retire, so their backs were against the wall. You know, for this whole thing, in the is the dynasty over, Tom? Well, the ownership is complicit, too, because they ultimately chose the Brady way or the Patriot way.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, for all we talk about...
And I was
about-
for that! I was for that. Now
for ownership meddling and keeping Gronk here,
yeah,
or just having Tom's back.
Tom's back and keeping Gronk here.
Okay, so
because if Gronk was traded, then I do believe Brady would retire.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just can Robert Kraft do it? Of course he can. I mean, any owner can. Should any owner do it? No. You hire football people or you hire personnel people for a reason. They know what they're doing. Most owners don't. So. Yeah, I think the ownership level gets by just about scot-free when it comes to, like, how much the last couple of days have we talked about Brady and Belichick, and have they lost it? Has this guy lost it? I mean, I don't know if Kraft's lost it per se, but he made a bold decision to back the players and meddle, and from that standpoint, or from that point on, I should say, things have backslid. So, yeah, I think he deserves criticism, too. And he doesn't probably get as much as he should, certainly compared to Brady and Belichick.
One last clip I want to play from Jim Gray, Jim the Bulldog Gray, last night in his interview with Tom Brady. Again, this thing is typically a puff piece. You get it before and at halftime of the Monday Night Football game. And Jim Gray, he went in. So here's the last one I wanted to play between Jim Gray and Tom Brady from last night.
So, Tom, how much is your success, both as a team and you personally, now tormenting you? And is it playing a role in what's going on because of all of this introspection now, because you have set this standard, and are you now, for whatever the reason, unable to fulfill that as a team and individually?
Pause that,
well,
Jimmy, real
quick. I'm not going to make predictions.
That thing might as well have been written by me. You should have seen the 10 questions that I wrote for 10 questions from Bedard. Each one was like a paragraph. That thing couldn't have been longer than Jim Gray.
If Hardy had access to that question, it would be crickets and winding down like it was a Felger question to Greg Bedard. Yeah.
But that was very much like a therapist asking that.
Yep.
It's almost as if Brady's on the couch there. Go on, Jimmy.
On that, I mean, we'll see. The season's not over.
I'm talking about currently.
Whoa!
That's where it's the best. That was my favorite thing of this whole interview from last night.
I'm talking about Tom.
I'm not finished yet, Tom. You son of a bitch. Answer the question. I'm talking about right now. Why do you suck now? Why do you look like an old man? Go ahead.
That's not what I'm talking about, Tom.
Well, I'm not going to make predictions on that. I mean, we'll see. The season's not over.
I'm talking about currently. Does your past torment you because you've been near perfect? You've won so many championships.
Well, we haven't been near perfect. I mean, we've lost plenty of games here. I mean, important ones, too. We've been 12-4, 13-3. You know, right now we're 9-5. It's not where we'd hope we'd be, but it could be better. It could be worse. This is just the reality of where we're at. We'd love to win every game. That's not the reality of sports. So what we got to do is we got to just grind it out. We got to grind through these weeks. This is when football season is not the easiest. This is when football season is tough. You know, we've been at it for a long time. It's been a lot of ups and downs. There's mental, emotional roller coasters that happen with a long season. So for us to finish strong, we've got to take everything we've learned and put it to use.
Yeah, you could really hear the frustration in Brady's voice there.
Oh, yeah.
I bet, like, wherever he is in his car or at his home, like, the hands are going up. Like, what is he doing with this? So good. This is supposed to be a puff piece. These are supposed to be pre-approved questions.
Supposed to be easy.
What are you doing to me? Yeah.
I like Gray snapping at him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm talking about right now.
Talking about right now, Tom.
Is the success of this team and you over all these near two decades tormenting you because you suck now? You've been playing like a pile of crap and making terrible decisions. You look like an old man. Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
Tom. I'm talking about currently.
Answer
me.
Whoa.
This is where he comes off as like an interrogator in an old Rambo movie.
Yeah.
I'm talking about currently.
Pull your fingernails off, Tom.
Puts the lit cigarette out in his arm. Ah! Answer me.
Do I have to get the clamps and put them on your nipples?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
Ask
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Yeah, Tom, is the... Answer me, Tom.
Get ready.
Tough game yesterday to watch and to play, I'm sure.
Clicking the clicking the things together. You ready, Tom? Answer me,
I'm talking about currently.
Are you tormented, Tom? Are you? Hmm?
Let's go to Brian in New Hampshire on Tom Brady. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how you doing? I got a couple of quick questions. Number one, is Tom Brady's mental capacity changing the last few games this year? And are the Patriots hurting themselves with the offseason trades?
Well, I mean, I was for the Brandon Cooks trade.
Me too.
And they got a good return on it. They got a better first-round pick. Seems like they could use him, but I'm not going to regret that one.
Maybe well, just but that,
I'll maybe regret the fact they used it on the fat kid from Georgia who ended up getting hurt and he's not helping this
couldn't
year.
They have traded Cooks, which was smart, and then just, I don't know, brought in any receiver? Like, couldn't they have done that? Eventually they did with Josh Gordon, but like...
You could have used that pick on Calvin Ridley, who ended up being a stud for the Atlanta Falcons.
Could have done that. DJ Moore was a first-round pick as well. He's had a good rookie year for Carolina, so there were rookies there to be had at the wide receiver position, or go out and draft, sign a wide receiver. I'm okay with them moving on from Cooks. I don't complain about Cooks being elsewhere. I just think leaving that position bare and having to panic and scramble and bring in Josh Gordon, that wasn't the ideal way to replace him. That's what I would say.
No, but the trades have mostly been trash. The trade for Danny Shelton, well, he's been a heavy scratch for 3 weeks. The trade for Coney Ealy, bad.
Yep.
You traded Jimmy Garoppolo for a handful of magic beans, which you then parlayed into lesser magic beans.
Yeah.
So, the trades lately have not been good. They have not.
Like maybe the McCourty one. Jason McCourty.
He's been so great.
No, he hasn't been great, but I mean, that's a, you know, I was about to say a starting corner. He's kind of fallen behind J.C. Jackson.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it two? Not just one, but two draft picks for Cassius Marsh? That bum?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
No,
Brissett? They just gave up on Jacoby Brissett after 1 year?
Yeah, for a guy that they won't even implement in the offense anymore in Philip Dorsett. No, that's another bad one.
You know, I checked after this weekend's game to make sure Dorsett wasn't injured. I'm like, did I miss something?
You had to do that for almost 2 months.
Did he blow out a knee or something and I didn't know? No, he was there.
Were you the one who said he might be on the Butler path, or was that Bedard?
I think Bedard said that would have been a Bedard thing. I definitely didn't say that.
I couldn't tell if that was tongue-in-cheek or if he was kind of dropping a little knowledge there.
Blah, Bedard, blah.
Let's get this one in, because here's something I couldn't disagree with more. Jake and Stoughton says, Pats are just fine. Go ahead, Jake.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, nobody
does. What up, Murray?
Hi.
Nice to see you in the a-hole seat, buddy. But, hey, realistically, nothing builds confidence like a tune-up game. Nothing. If they can go out there the next 2 weeks and just stomp mud holes, it'll build the team's confidence, be awesome going into the playoffs.
Okay. Well, yes. On the road. I would feel better about it if they ended up with the 2 seed. I will say this. I don't want to, because it's been a lot of negativity here for the last 8 hours.
Don't relent.
No, I'm not going to relent completely. The light. But I will say this, because there was one thing that I took from last night's Monday night game. Maybe everyone kind of stinks.
Yeah.
The Rams have been reeling the last couple of weeks. The Saints, who I picked as the Super Bowl champion ahead of the season, I've felt less good about them over the last 3 weeks because the quarterback has looked old and been playing like garbage, kind of like Brady has the last couple of weeks. Chiefs, defense has been better.
Chiefs are more vulnerable.
Well, I was going to say, the Chiefs thing anyway. They've been vulnerable.
We've all talked about missed opportunities because everyone else lost, but, you know, everyone else did lose. So there may be a point to the fact that really everyone kind of stinks.
Pittsburgh had stunk until the Patriots, or until they beat the Patriots.
But I still think they stink.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, the teams are... This is what I was trying to tell you guys yesterday. Like, I feel strongly the Patriots aren't going on a deep run, but I kind of feel like for a one-off, they could beat any of the other top teams in the AFC, including the Chargers. Like, I don't love any of the other teams in the AFC. I don't know that I love any of the teams in the NFL. I did love the Rams. I thought they were the most balanced team. They've looked like absolute ass. And that would be a good one for Felger to point out, by the way. When Todd Gurley has gone kind of AWOL and been hurt, Goff's gone right in the toilet.
Yep.
So that's a team that misses their running back. I think the Chiefs missed their running back too, though he wasn't a first rounder. But look at what the Rams are doing now that Gurley is dinged up. And look at how different Goff is. That's a team that drafted a running back in the top 10, and they miss him.
It's the chair doing it to me. It's almost like this symbiotic nature, like a venom. So it's doing, oh, you think it's about the running back, Jones? It's because of Cooper Kupp. It's because they lost Cooper Kupp.
Idiot.
That's what happened with that offense, Todd Gurley. Running backs.
Kiss the underside of my ass.
Final word comes your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The final word is being brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest price on tires, go to Town Fair Tire, because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
That is correct. Nobody does. So obviously, Greg Bedard was in today, and you know what that means. A 10 questions recap.
Stop listening to Bedard. He doesn't know diddly.
Question number one, Greg. The year is 2021. Which team in the AFC East has the best quarterback, and who is that quarterback?
The Patriots. Tom Brady.
Terrible answer, by the way.
Do the Patriots have anything to worry about with the Bills and Jets in their last two games of the season?
Yes. Yes.
Had anyone other than Hugh Jackson as head coach taken care of this team at the beginning of the season, would the Browns actually be in the playoffs?
Absolutely. I mean, look at what's his name now?
Is the fumble out of the end zone for a touchback the dumbest rule in football? And if not, what is?
Let's let people roid up a little bit more than we do. That's what I would say. Let's keep it out in the open.
I don't get it.
Drew Brees has sucked and blown for three straight weeks. Why is that, Bedard?
Maybe because I played three road games in a row.
They all weren't outdoors.
I know.
I don't know.
That's why. Who is the least dangerous? The Patriots, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Minnesota, or Seattle?
I am going to go with
Seattle.
If they are to remain the 3 seed, who's the tougher opponent for them to face on Wild Card Weekend? Baltimore Ravens or Indianapolis Colts?
It's a tough one. You can't go wrong with either one.
Tom Brady said the refs calling a holding penalties tighter in Sunday's loss to Pittsburgh. Why the decision put emphasis on these calls now, this late in the season?
A, I don't believe Brady.
I like this Bedard.
Question number 9. Theoretically speaking, Tom Brady could still end up winning another Super Bowl and immediately retiring, much like how washed up sidecar Peyton Manning did with the Broncos in 2015. If that doesn't happen, what's a worse way to go out in your final game as a great quarterback? Concussed and knocked out cold like Brett Favre? Okay. Or thoroughly embarrassed and demolished in a 62-7 playoff loss like Dan Marino? Jones?
I don't know.
Who is the most detestable Buffalo Bill of all time?
I had a tough time. I don't know.
I don't know.
Look that up. Google that. Google it, Bedard.
Google it.
That was pretty good. Pretty good summation of how that whole thing went down with my wordy questions.
Not enough hook.
Yeah.
Like none, actually.
Yeah, Hardy, not enough. Yeah. Well, that will do it for Felger and Maz here today.
Felger and Maz.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.